in this week's parsha, it says about Bezalel, so the Targum translates v'la'alofa uman von. An uman is a worker. Alofa means to teach. So the process of teaching, the pasuk refers to as alofa uman von. It's interesting that the Targum does this because the pasuk continues says ulaharos nasan b'liboy, which the haros means to really to teach others. But you see on Kaponim, you see from the Targum that he understands the idea of Balak Shem Achshavos. The question is, what were these thoughts that Bezalel was doing? It already says that he knew how to do these different types of crafts. So what were the machshavos that he had to picture? What were the machshavos that he had to think about? He had to think about presentation. So when you're doing it for yourself, included in the ability to say that you're a tremendous craftsman is that you already have a way to picture it and understand what steps to do, etc. So it must mean that we're talking about that he can make the idea of calculations and figuring things out, understanding what is the proper way to teach it to somebody else, that what steps should be taught first, what ideas need to be presented afterwards, how to present it in a way which is clear to people, how to understand what questions they might have and address them. So that's Lachshav Machshavos. He had many thoughts when he was teaching. One of the mistakes that we make when we come to a Shabbos Suda, or we come to a Yom Tov Suda, or we want to teach something to our children, is we sort of wing it. So winging it, besides, we know the material very well, we know exactly what we want to say, etc. We know exactly what we want to say, but we don't always necessarily stop and think, what are the steps that we need to hear beforehand? What are we missing? What's not clear? That would be much clearer if I would understand that beforehand. One of the biggest challenges you have in the teaching of Torah is to make sure that the correct items and this is understood before you start. If I understand A and B, then C makes a lot of sense. If I don't know B, even though I expect C very clearly, there's something missing. What is the appropriate level that a child can hear at this point in his life? The C is maybe too complicated. I can just teach him A and B, and some point later on I can fill in C. I could present C in a very simplistic way, and weigh the balances, the value of it. Is it worth it to present it now at a lesser level of understanding, which will then get stuck in the person's head to some extent, or wait till later? So, chinuch takes time. So Chofetz Chaim writes a fascinating thing. He says that above and beyond, then of course we have to know what are the issues we're grappling with. Where do you want to put your stress? Chofetz Chaim says that a husband and wife, parents, father and mother need to discuss every single day the chinuch of their children and how to discuss ideas and issues and thoughts, how they want to address the chinuch issues. In his time, there was tremendous amounts of the challenges, ideological challenges, coming to undermine the Torah chinuch, and the schools were not, especially for the girls, the schools were non-existent or they were just beginning. Not enough of them learning how to do things. So this is a comment that every single day that they shouldn't discuss. What are the issues and how to address them? What's realistic to address? What's not realistic to address? And this is another, which is a comment. He says a person should spend with his husband, spend with his wife, a father and a mother should be discussing this every single day for at least 45 minutes. So maybe nowadays our situation is not as dire. Maybe it is. Maybe we really realize. But that the process of chinuch is something which takes thought. Is something which is very important to understand. To be able to go over these things properly requires that there should be thought given beforehand. Have a good Shabbos.